KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The SA Reserve Bank says it appears at this stage that the risk of higher inflation still remains very much with us. The Reserve Bank's governor, Lesetia Kganyogo, made the remarks at the Central Bank's Monetary Policy Review in Johannesburg yesterday. Last week, Statistics South Africa announced that headline consumer inflation slowed to 5.3% in March from 5.6% in February. Kganyogo had this to say.
As the Monetary Policy Committee, we remain resolute in fulfilling our primary mandate to maintain price stability in the interest of balance and sustainable growth. Our policy actions will always seek to anchor inflation and inflation expectations at or closer to the midpoint of our target band.
An economist says just because South Africa has reclaimed the title of largest economy in Africa doesn't mean the country is doing well. We're ahead of Egypt and Nigeria, who led last year.
All we have achieved is to prevent the rand from depreciating as sharply as the naira or the Egyptian pound. To that extent, I suppose, kudos to the authorities for their contribution in preventing the currency from depreciating as sharply. We have not been subjected to the shocks that Nigeria and Egypt have done.
Azar Jamin has been commenting on the latest projections by the International Monetary Fund. According to the agency, South Africa's GDP is at over 7 trillion rand. The fund has cut the country's economic growth outlook to 0.9% for this year and 1.2% next year. Jamin says this data is an indication that the country remains at the bottom of the list in comparison with other larger economies.
And a lot of that can be attributed to the declining infrastructure. Energy, the one that has attracted all the attention in the last few years. Logistics has attracted attention more recently. And there's a new one that is seldom mentioned, but is really a very alarming one, and that is the water crisis.
And abroad, the European Union is urging countries to restore funding to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Unsupported Israeli allegations about the humanitarian agency's links to Hamas led major donors to cut funding. Also, 12 staff members were accused of being part of the October attacks on Israel. The EU says countries must reinstate funding to the agency as it is the Palestinian refugees' lifeline. Durban, a high of 27 today. Pietermaritzburg, 28. Richards Bay, 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.